Well, I think I know where Ben Godley Fisher and Lila English would be if they weren't here right now. And I think the answer is they would be on the West End preparing for their roles in The Little Mermaid, which opens at the Byam Theater March 15th and runs through March 25th and is a production of Pittsburgh Musical Theater. I'd like you to join me as we welcome both of them now. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I have been going to PMT for about 8 years, and that's pretty much where I go for most of my time.
It's a big part of your identity, isn't it? Or of helping you develop your identity. How old are you?
I'm 14.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Pittsburgh Obama Academy.
So here you are, age 14, and for 8 of those 14 years, you've been doing things at PMT. Can you describe kind of your evolution? What did you do when you first got there, and did you want to be there, or were others encouraging you to go there?
When I first started PMT, my neighbor actually got me into it because I saw her in a show, and I loved it. I definitely wanted to be there. I had to persuade my parents. I was like, I need to go. So I went, and I started just doing Broadway Juniors, which is the youngest group, and then I went on, and now I'm in teens, and I've started taking more classes and stuff.
Now, Pittsburgh Obama and the International Baccalaureate program that is there is very challenging and has a lot of unique schedule requirements. How do you fit in your commitments to Pittsburgh Obama and those to PMT?
Well, it's sometimes can be very hard because there is a lot of writing and essay writing at Obama. So sometimes I do have to bring my computer to rehearsal and be outside of the room doing homework while rehearsing, and then realize that a scene is coming up, so then I go in the room and get ready.
Well, it's nice that that flexibility is there, and you're not, most people are students in addition to going to PMT to act and dance and sing too. Is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out or say hello to?
To everyone at PMT and to my parents.
Great. And we'll talk more about the show together in a moment, but let's meet Lila.
Hi. And,
tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I have been going to PMT for probably 4 or 5 years now, and I'm a theater major at Kappa.
Excellent. Now, there's an interesting combination because I would imagine Kappa has a bridge to allow you to attend Kappa and to go to PMT. What's a typical day for you like? Are you able to go during the week as well?
Yeah, so Kappa has a longer school day, so we start at 7:40 and we end at 3:46, which is about an hour later than most public high schools.
Dr. Perlman, that's a long day.
Yeah, but it works out just perfectly because a lot of my classes that I would take during the week start 4-ish, so I can hop the bus and get to the West End by 4:15, so I'm only a little bit late. And then when we have rehearsals, they start at 5:30, so I have plenty of time to get over there and start rehearsing.
And then you come home, though, and still have homework. And
yeah.
So both of you have quite a commitment to theater and the theater arts, clearly. And while lots of folks look at it and conclude, oh, they're having fun, well, it's fun, but it's hard work, too.
It's a lot of hard work.
Right. What are some of the things that people might not think about that you're learning and developing in terms of skills? And I don't want to say that that isn't joyful, but that is, you know, work and part of learning. Are there some things?
I would say that, like, a lot of people might assume that all of this stuff comes easy to us, but there is an incredible amount of training that we have to do. Like, not all of us are natural dancers. Not all of us can have perfect pitch. Not all of us know exactly how we want to act something. So all of the classes that we take at PMT are fundamental to helping us, like, further those abilities and helping us train so that when it comes to a more professional setting like the show we're in now, that we're prepared to be up at the same level with all of the professionals in the show who have been doing this for their profession.
I would totally agree with that. And also, I think that training like this doesn't only affect your musical theater skills, but also your social skills and how to raise your voice and project when you want something done or something said.
Do you find yourself using the skills you've learned at Pittsburgh Musical Theater or that you've honed in other settings when you're at your schools or in the community?
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like it's incredible, like, social skills, like Ben was saying. Like, meeting new people, because when you go to a new high school, obviously you don't know a lot of people there. So meeting new people and communicating with your teachers, and like he said, if you want something done, these skills of, like, being an actor and being able to, like, project and say what you need to say, it comes in really handy when you need things done.
How about working with other people as part of a group?
Definitely. Yeah. It helps being a teammate, I mean, not a castmate, and being able to talk to other people more respectfully and kind of communicate better.
Yeah. It's really important to know that you're working with other people, not just yourself.
Those are great observations. Lila, I want to talk about the show in a moment, but I forgot to ask you if you have any shout-outs or hellos.
Yeah, I would just say everybody at PMT, hi. And my parents, thank you so much for everything.
Now, let's talk about this show. It's The Little Mermaid, and I don't know the show that well because it was not something I grew up with. So it's The Little Mermaid. I know that everybody knows, but for folks that may need a little more information, tell me about it. And then you both are cast as the same character, I understand,
yeah.
Which is Flounder.
Yes.
I know Flounder from Animal House, but not The Little Mermaid. So tell me a little bit about the play.
Well, The Little Mermaid was originally a Disney children's movie. It was animated, you know, Walt Disney Pictures. But then they moved it to Broadway, like early 2000s probably. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing kind of the onstage version of it.
It's pretty much about Ariel, the mermaid, who wants to explore the human world a bit more. And so a lot happens with her body and other things for her to be able to explore.
Yeah.
And who's Flounder?
We're her best friend.
Yeah.
We're her little, we follow her everywhere. We have a little bit of a crush on her.
We're very awkward around her.
Yeah, we def are.
What a great role for both of you. What's it like to be, you haven't performed the show yet, but to be double cast gives you a special relationship with each other.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would approach that if I would want to be isolated from my castmates so I could develop my own style, or if I would want to, it'd be very hard to be isolated because you're learning the same things and you might even want to discuss and collaborate on how to carry off the character. How do you do that?
Well, we're kind of like best friends, so it's not, we like to be around each other, which is really fortunate, but we also have to learn the same blocking, and they can't teach it separately, so once they teach it, we need to be there, we need to know it, but we learn from each other a lot.
What is blocking?
It's basically they tell you where to move on stage, so if they want you to go talk to Ariel, or if they want you to go swim around, so we need to know, and it's all staged, so like so we know what's coming and what needs to be done.
And go ahead, Ben.
Within the blocking, there is also your lines, which you can create your own character out of. And I think that we definitely have some different takes and on the character, and we definitely discuss, though, at some parts when we're like, I don't know how to act this, I don't know how to do this, we definitely discuss about it. So I think it's actually really helpful to have somebody else who's doing the same as you.
Yeah.
Probably most people think that the biggest effort or the biggest, the hardest thing is memorizing lines. But I would think that understanding the blocking would be hard. Is it?
I would say that a lot of people think memorizing lines is you like see the words on the page and you're memorizing what they say. A lot of the time it's memorizing what your moment is. So once you have like your blocking and where you're going and what you're doing, it's just like this is what I would say. And so you have your lines, which you definitely have to say as written, but it's how you're communicating with somebody else. So how we communicate with Ariel is a lot helped with, helped from our blocking. Our blocking kind of tells us what to do.
I think they go together, yeah. Memorizing blocking and memorizing lines. They kind of help each other out, and so it all works out.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So you know it, you've memorized or learned where you are to be on mm-hmm. stage in relation to the set or other actors or the moment, and it just by carrying that movement out and arriving there, mm-hmm. the line probably comes into your head if yeah. it wasn't already mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of things going on at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty cool to understand all those things. So let's talk about the play or the musical. It's going to open on March 15th.
Yes.
And it runs through March 25th. Mm-hmm. It's suitable for people of all ages. Anything
yes.
special that we should know about the show in general?
It's very colorful.
Yes.
And very fun. And people will be dancing in their seats, definitely.
Definitely, yeah. It's a lot about friendship, which I think is really important, especially for young people who are usually ones who come see it.
And how about the music? Where's that going to be coming from?
Well, it's a lot of the music is from the movie, so any children who would have seen the Disney movie Under the Sea is in there, Part of Your World is in there, all of yeah. our classics that we love since childhood.
That beautiful Alan Menken
yeah.
music that is so good. And at PMT right now, they have a band read, so the band is playing, and you can hear it all through the halls, and it just sounds amazing. There's all this percussion, strings, like everything, and it sounds so good.
It sounds absolutely incredible. And if you go to pittsburghmusicals.org, you can find ticket information there. Is there a number to call for tickets? Do either of you happen to know that? Jenna's here, too. We're going to put you to work. Hang on. Let me get your mic on. Hello.
Hi. So for tickets, you want to call the Cultural Trust box office. That's 412-456-6666.
I've known that number for years. 412-456-6666. Just so you know, a lot of Pittsburgh Musical Theater shows are being conducted at its full facility
yes.
On the West End. This show is at the Byam, but I hope you'll just keep your ears open for all sorts of great musicals being put on. It's pittsburghmusicals.org. This particular show is at the Byam, though. So I think I might know the answer, but what are your career thoughts? Ben?
I definitely want to go in a musical theater career. Both me and Lila definitely love it. Next year, I'm actually going to Kappa. I'm transferring so that I can definitely further my training. And I want to go to college for musical theater majoring and then end up on Broadway or something. We are best friends, and we made a promise about like 2 months ago that if either of us ever get a ticket to the Tonys or are at the
nominated,
we get to, we're the others plus one.
Yeah, so.
I like it. That's a great promise. Mm-hmm. That's your career goal
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I want to go into theater, whether that's on stage or in the movies or on television. Wherever I can do it, it's just really where I want to go and what
now,
I want to do.
Now, have you been at Kappa since sixth grade?
No, I'm new this year. So I'm a new theater major. I'm a freshman. Yeah.
Well, that's great. And you'll really be of help to Ben as
yeah.
you move. What grade are you in now?
I'm in ninth. We're in the same grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, transitioning. First of all, you have to be really skilled to transition to Kappa, given the audition requirements. And if you're not aware, that's the Creative and Performing Arts High School, Pittsburgh Kappa. There's a waiting list to get into the school, but it also takes a lot of courage to move from one high school to another, such as you're doing, Ben. Where were you prior?
I was at the Waldorf School of Pittsburgh, which is a small private school in Bloomfield.
It's a great school.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you both. March 15th to March 25th is the run for Pittsburgh Musical Theater's production of The Little Mermaid. Anything else we should mention?
I don't think so.
No. please come.
Yeah, please come. Please, you'll have fun.
And you can get ticket information at 412-456-6666, or you can get a hold of Pittsburgh Musical Theater at pittsburghmusicals.org. I didn't know if we'd have it or not, but I found it.
Yes.
And good luck when the program opens March 15th.
Thank you.
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.